He calmed the storms.
Yes.
What's greater than that? He walked on water. What's greater than that? He cleansed the lepers and he healed the sick.
Fed the 5,000.
Yeah, I said, now just put it all together. What is really greater? Well, you have to think about that one. I'll tell you what is greater. There's one thing Jesus could not do. You want to think about that one? Okay. There's one thing Jesus could not do. He could not do. He who can raise the dead, there was one thing he cannot do. Even now, he cannot do this. He cannot stand before a crowd and say, once I was lost and now I'm found. He cannot say that.
He can never say that.
He can never say that. He cannot be a witness of his own blood.
Yeah.
He cannot look at the crowds and say, look at me and look at what the blood has done for me. Because the blood wasn't shed for him. The blood was shed for you. In other words, he cannot be a witness of his own power.
Yeah.
Of what the blood has done for him. Because the blood wasn't shed for him.
It's for us.
For us. So he who raised the dead cannot testify and say, once I was lost and now I'm found. Once I was blind and now I see. Now here's something else. Jesus preached to the multitudes, right? Did any of them get saved? Think about that. Just a second. Come on. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John.
Yeah.
Did anybody ever come to Jesus and say,
please save me?
Well, there's no record of anyone getting saved before the cross. He talked about salvation being offered later.
Yes.
But none of them were saved. Nicodemus came and Jesus said, you must be born again, but he didn't leave born again.
Nope.
None of them were saved when Jesus walked the earth, and nobody felt his presence either. Nobody. He preached to the whole crowd and nobody said, I felt God's presence. Except those who touched him.
Yeah.
They actually felt his power.
Healed, yeah.
Yeah. When they touched him, they felt virtue, like that woman with the issue of blood. So nobody got convicted of sin when Jesus preached the gospel on the earth.
Yeah.
But after, the Holy Ghost came.
That's right.
3,000 were convicted. Later, 5,000 convicted. Why? Because the Holy Spirit came to the earth to convict the sinner of sin.
Correct.
Now, Jesus himself did not see while he walked the earth. Didn't see anyone saved. He spoke of it, the Savior, but nobody came and said, wash me with your blood. The blood wasn't yet shed.
It's not possible.
It was not possible.
Yeah.
So think about, we can do more today on this earth than what was done in 3.5 years. The Lord shook the world. He came. He paid the price. He died on the cross, rose from the dead, ascended to heaven. Then the day of Pentecost came, and only that brought salvation to the multitude.
Yes.
Now today, we're almost at the close of the age.
That's right.
What Peter began, we are about to close. What he started is about to finish. It began with Peter and the apostles. It's going to finish with Rory, Wendy, and a whole lot of us. Let's not blow it. It started great. Let's finish greater. The latter days will be greater, the Bible says. So up on us is laid a greater responsibility, because to whom much is given, much is required. They had little. We have much. If we blow this one, we will be judged severely.